We are always grateful to visit with Ted Dabrowski, the president of Wire Points on News Radio 101 FM every couple of weeks. And Ted, I want to thank you and John Klinger for stopping by a week or so ago and dropping in for a visit. I know you were speaking at the Restore Our Constitution evening a couple of weeks back, but it was great to finally catch up in person, and I wanted to personally just say thank you for stopping by. It was great meeting you in person.
Well, thank you, too. Thanks for having us in there. I wish it could have been on the show at the same time, but it was great to be in Decatur. I love meeting the people there, a lot of great people who want to see things get better and really engaged, and really they can help Decatur reach the potential it should have.
Absolutely. It was good visiting with you. And yeah, I mean, obviously we have a lot of challenges, still ahead of us, but as long as we, keep working together and trying to, get the news out and let folks know what's going on, we can hopefully make Illinois the great place that it should be. But in the meantime, there are still challenges, as you and I have both talked about on many occasions. And one of those is the financial situation that the state of Illinois faces. It is really, really a mess. And one of those things is, the pension shortfall story comes out. And I think when we start looking at just the astronomical numbers that we're looking at and what we're facing here in the state of Illinois, people just kind of gloss over. They glaze over when you're talking $172 billion. That's a lot of money. Can you kind of put it in a nutshell how we got to this point and then what we could do to improve it? Because if you look at the surrounding states, what you have posted on wirepoints.org, nobody's even close to us.
No, it's fascinating. Look, one of the key things, we're not going to rest until Illinoisans feel like their pocketbooks are protected, that they feel like they're not just paying more and more in taxes. So we're going to keep fighting. And one of the big things that's driving these problems we have at home, whether it's high taxes or home values not going up or people leaving for other jobs, is because this massive, massive pension debt. It's $172 billion. Kind of hard to understand what that number is. But I'll tell you this, okay, if you look, think of a graphic, think of a whatever, 50 states. There's one state that sticks out like a really, really sore thumb, and that's Illinois. It's got more debt than any other state in the country, $172 billion. Then you look at places like Wisconsin. It only has $4 billion, which is close to zero in these terms, and Iowa, $2 billion, or Michigan, $8 billion. We have $172 billion. And what that means is, this is because our politicians keep handing out more and more benefits to government workers faster and faster than taxpayers could ever afford. And then they didn't fund them properly. They've just made the politicians have made a massive mess of pensions. So these big debts, and to pay those debts down, if we don't reform pensions one day, which is what I keep proposing, we got to reform the pensions. Got to cut the benefits. They're too good. If we don't do that, then it's just going to be higher and higher and higher taxes for people.
It is amazing to me because, Illinois touts itself, and especially the administration, Governor Pritzker on down, touts as being a very union-friendly state. But you look at the state of Michigan, they're only $8 billion in the hole. How did Kentucky get up to be $34 billion in the hole? But again, those all pale in comparison to $172 billion in debt.
Yeah, and the reason we brought this up wasn't just to be nasty, but the rating agencies, these are the companies that kind of do the credit scores for states. Fitch is one of them. They came out and started warning about Illinois, saying, look at this thing. They're the ones that put out this report. And, of course, we just took it and made it pretty. I suggest anybody who has Twitter, go to @WirePoints, and you'll see this graphic, and you'll see what an extreme outlier we are. We're like the extreme weirdos. And so they're bringing it up because they're worried again about Illinois' ability to pay its bills. There's two ways to fix this. Either you reform pensions and you start to reduce how big those pensions are, or you just keep paying more taxes.
But the biggest...
It's going to be a big battle between the government sector that gets these big pensions and the private sector, which doesn't get any of these pensions and doesn't have any protections. just have to keep paying more and more taxes.
Absolutely right. But the government has a large problem on their hands because they enshrined a little thing called Amendment 1 into the Constitution, which, you know, basically gives the public sector unions the right to say, lawmakers, you can't change anything.
Yeah. You can't touch our stuff. Go raise taxes is what the unions will say. Look, you can't amend pensions because that's protected in the Constitution. You can't change, or it makes it really hard to change contracts, multi-year raises, all that stuff, because again, that's kind of protected in the Constitution. So there's no protections for Joe Sixpack. There's zero protections for Joe Sixpack. There's nothing that says we're not going to raise your taxes, because you know what? They're going to raise the taxes again. And that's what ticks me off, is that we put all these protections in for government workers, and we have no protections for Joe Sixpack and Jane Sixpack.
Absolutely right. We're left out in the cold, and we're the ones, the regular taxpayer is the one left holding the bag. Visiting with Ted Dabrowski, the president of WirePoints, on News Radio 101 FM. There's a lot of talk about public education reform, especially with the incoming administration in January in Washington, D.C. But once again, the state of Illinois, while many other states throughout the country have all, advanced programs regarding school choice, Illinois, the legislators effectively let ours die last year, didn't bring it up in the veto session, certainly don't expect them to bring it up in the lame duck session. There's going to be some real issues coming up with this incoming administration in regards to public education and the options for school choice here in the state of Illinois in the near future.
Well, yeah, I mean, like you said, we're probably the only state that's ever just wiped out, killed school choice in the state. We had a small program, it's gone, dead. And you've got states like we talked about this, Indiana, Iowa, Ohio, North Carolina, Florida, Arizona. They've all gone to universal school choice. Everybody can just go to a different school, take the public money. In Iowa, it's an $8,000 voucher. Education account, and you can take that money and go to another school with that savings account. We don't have that here, so people are stuck in schools that don't work. Now, what's interesting is that Trump has made a new pick for his choice for Secretary of Education. It's Linda McMahon. She's of wrestling fame from her husband, and some people try to say that she's not an expert in education, and I'm like, you don't need an expert in education. The expert education. We need somebody who cares about accountability and results, and who gives kids other options besides the failed ones that they have right now.
Well, that seems to be a theme with the incoming president, the president-elect, and his choices for cabinet members. He's looking at a lot of people who are not insiders. He's looking at a lot of these outsiders who are bringing different ideas to the table, and that's what I think we need more than anything else in this country right now. We've been going down this same road for a very long time with a lot of the same old players. Let's bring some new voices in. Let's look at it from doing it, a different way, because, that is the definition of insanity, is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result.
Well, you're absolutely right. Everybody's comfortable, right? Our systems are comfortable. Our institutions are comfortable. Our Secretary of Education, our Department of Education is comfortable. Everybody's comfortable. They spend tons of money. The results aren't any good. But nobody seems to care because, people in power like keeping their power in the infrastructure. Trump's appointments, to some might be scary, but to others it's like, man, let's shake it up a little bit, because we can't, like you said, keep doing the same thing over and over again. And, we wrote this piece this week, I think it was. I mean, I was looking, we talk about the bad results in places like Illinois and Decatur, reading results. So look at this. In Milwaukee, right, this is straight from the national tests, so it's comparable across states. In Milwaukee, just 5% of fourth grade black students are proficient in reading. In Philadelphia, it's just 7%. In Houston, Atlanta, New York, it's 11%. In Chicago and Dallas, it's 13%. It's bad everywhere. So why would we want to keep doing the same thing? But we should shake it up, and that's the whole point. Shake up these damn systems because they're not working.
And the kids are the ones being screwed in the process. And the country as a whole moving into the future is the one that's getting left behind. Because I guarantee you the other countries around the rest of the globe are looking at that saying, hey, our kids are being educated. What are you guys doing over there? We've got, you know, we have every opportunity that you could possibly imagine to offer a human being in this country. But yet the individuals who we should be offering the most opportunity to, and that's our kids, are the ones that are getting left behind.
Well, yeah, and the big joke is this, you know, why do we spend a penny to have just 5% of fourth grade black students in Milwaukee read?
Right.
Why spend a penny? It might be better if there wasn't a public system and parents had to figure it out on their own, because they might get to 10 and 15% because they'd realize kids aren't learning. But yet we spend billions and billions. So, you know, we put this in there. We spend at the national level, it's just another big number, we spend almost $1 trillion on education so that just a third of kids can read. I mean, is that worth it? Right?
Exactly right.
Is anybody asking that question? Does anybody care?
No, and that's the problem. Nobody, because everybody is happy with the status quo, and everybody is happy with maintaining their power, and that's all they really care about in the end, is because they want to have that influence, they want to have that power, and which leads to the problem that we started off the conversation with this afternoon, the huge bloated pensions, because they want to be able to retire at 50 or 55 or at 60 at the latest and have their fat pensions and not have to worry about anything for the rest of their lives.
Yeah, you know, the average pension right now in Illinois for a career teacher, somebody who works their, you know, their 30 years plus, would be about $80,000 a year. $80,000, you know, that compares to the max Social Security might be $35,000 to $40,000. So you're getting an $80,000 pension. That's pretty. And of course, superintendents get the $300,000 and $400,000.
Absolutely right. That's good money to sit on in retirement. And you almost can't blame them. But then again, you also got to look at them and hold somebody accountable at some stage of the game. And that's the problem as well. Nobody will ever be held accountable for this mess that we're in.
Hopefully we get some change.
Hopefully. Fingers crossed. Ted Dabrowski is the president of Wire Points on News Radio 101 FM, visiting with him ahead of the Thanksgiving Day holiday. Before we wrap things up, I did want to talk about unemployment here in the state of Illinois, because the trend here in the state is not good. And again, you look at it compared to our surrounding neighbors and of course the national average as far as unemployment is concerned, the numbers are just dismal. There doesn't seem to be, but yet, of course, if you talk to the powers that be, you know, we're growing, but not in the ways that we need to grow, apparently.
Yeah, we grow in debt, we grow in out-migration, we grow in the bad.
Right.
Yeah, this is one of those things where, you know, I think the most important thing for a healthy education is the base of that, and we just talked about that. But, you know, once you've got your education, you want a good job. You want a job that gives you meaning, that helps you, you know, grow your savings, retirement, take care of your family. And, you know, sadly, every month we see this report, you know, every month the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, they report the unemployment rate in every state. And we are always the second, third, fourth worst in the country. Our unemployment rate's 5.3%. The average is around 4% for the country. And places like Wisconsin is at 3%, and so is Iowa. So, you know, that 2% difference, you're talking about 150,000 more people who would be working today. And that's a pretty big deal since we're coming up on Thanksgiving and Christmas, right? I mean, you know, a lot of people say, all I want for Christmas is a job. And we have too many people saying that. And I think that should be the key goal. We should be one of the, I mean, if Illinois was really doing what it should be doing, and if it was healthy and didn't have all these debts, we'd be the ones with the best job performance in the country. We'd be down there at the 3% competing with Wisconsin and Iowa. But instead, we're on the other end. You know, it's California and you know, places like that we're competing in for the worst in the country.
Without a question. Well, I'll tell you what, you know, and the saddest part about that as well is that there are jobs out there, but we still kind of look at each other every once in a while and go, where are the people at? And then when it comes to, you know, filling those jobs, you know, too many people have gotten comfortable, you know, being able to live on, you know, government subsidies, and that's a whole nother ball of wax, but I think that's contributing to the factor as well. Because there's jobs. People just got to be able to apply for them. People got to be willing to go to work. And so maybe you start making things a little bit more difficult and people will finally get back up to speed and getting back to work.
Yeah, Jeff, I mean, I know you're not being mean. It's just that in some cases, when you hand out so much money, and especially that happened through COVID, people were making more money staying at home than going to work. We made it too easy for people to just hang out and do nothing.
Yeah.
And sometimes people need a little motivation. They're talented. They have skills. But we make it too easy for them to sit at home. So, you know, this has to change. But, you know, but still, even then, Jeff, I'm just looking at the graphic. Again, we've been posting this on Twitter as well. But if you look at it, why are we such an outlier next to our neighbors? Why can Wisconsin and Iowa and Missouri do so much better than us in keeping people employed? What's wrong with us? That's the big question I keep asking. Of course, I know the big answer. We have a lot of failed policies, and the guys in charge right now don't want to change them. They're hanging on to failed policies. And it hurts people. In the end, it hurts people.
Absolutely right, because they don't want to admit they're wrong. And, again, I think it goes back to a maintaining power thing, and that's exactly what they want to hang on to as well. Well, my friend, it is always great catching up with you. Where can folks sign up for the newsletter, and how can they find out more about WirePoints?
Yeah, so please come to wirepoints.org, sign up for our newsletter, add WirePoints and social media, and yeah, hope everybody has a great Thanksgiving and enjoys their time off here.
I wish you and Mark and John and everybody there at WirePoints a very happy Thanksgiving, my friend, and we'll catch up again in the not-too-distant future.
Same thing to you, Jeff, and your family and your whole radio family there.
Thank you, my friend. Take care. Have a great holiday. Ted Dabrowski, the president of WirePoints on News Radio 101 FM. Always great to catch up with him. And, yeah, he was in town for the Restore Our Constitution meeting a couple of weeks back. It could have been last week as far as I know. I'm kind of cold-addled. But great to meet him in person. Him and John Klinger are here. And check out wirepoints.org. It's a great way to stay up to speed with a lot of great news. There's some good stuff in there. Not all of it is good. But they do a great job in informing you and me and everybody else here in the state of what's going on here as far as not only the economy but policy here in the state of Illinois. So check it out, WirePoints on the World Wide Web and also on social media too.